Rex Larson grows alfalfa, corn, and seed barley and raises cattle on his farm west of Spanish Fork. He's fifth generation and thinking about retiring.
That's a real challenge for me, I guess, as I look at the future.
He's got to figure out how to support a retirement. He'd also like to keep the farm alive, but his children aren't prepared to take it on.
It's been part of my life to be involved in planting and harvesting and making a difference in the world, and I would love to have that opportunity for the next generation, but there's also a reality we need to look at.
Larson could switch to higher value crops, but that might take more water than he has. Considerations like these are included in a new toolbox developed by the planning group Envision Utah. In its Your Utah, Your Future opinion survey of more than 50,000 Utahns, the group found that more than 95% support locally grown food. Ari Bruning is Envision Utah's chief operating officer.
There are things like taking advantage of existing tax benefits and loan programs. There are things like cities growing more compactly. Compact growth uses less land, uses less water, which means there's more left for agriculture.
Stakeholders have been working on a package of ideas like these for several years, and now the Utah County Agriculture Toolbox will be unveiled next Thursday. Judy Fays, KUER News.